Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is me.
And Lauren Rumpler.
Also, special guest co-host Rob Mathias is with us. Welcome, Rob.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great to have you back on the show. You were on previously when Lauren was on in the past.
Back in October.
3 hours of secession talk, which was epic.
So if you want to call on about secession still, I'm always down
Always down for talking about secession. Well, Rob and I do a lot of secession activism.
It would be good timing, too, because the secession panel from Keenvention, which you were the host of, Rob, is actually going to be released sometime tomorrow. So folks who've been following along with the various different Keenvention video releases, we are now entering into Sunday. So what I do is I release them chronologically. So as they happen is the order in which I release them, and I do them one per week after Keenvention is over. So I start up first week after Keenvention, just start putting one out per week, because they're long. I mean, these panels are an hour and a half long.
On top of that, you can't throw all your content out at once. Otherwise, no one will watch everything at once.
Exactly. And because it's such a long video, I figure 1 week's a good amount of time to give somebody who might be interested enough time to watch that one, and then maybe watch another one the next week. So it's almost like a Keenvention serial, like you would get on television.
Yeah, I'm going to vouch for the panel. It was a great panel. I was really glad to be part of it. Thank you.
Of Keenvention.
Yeah, thank you for. The ladies' panel was pretty awesome.
You mean the sexist panel?
Oh, yeah, the sexist panel, because I'm a sexist.
You had to be hardcore, though, to go to the secession panel. So I imagine a lot of people who were partying too hard on Saturday night are going to have to watch the video because they weren't there in person.
It's too bad they missed a great panel.
By the end of the panel, though, there was a full room. But at the end, it was filled, but that was around 10 a.m. But at 9 o'clock, like 9 o'clock after the huge party that night beforehand, it was hard for me to get there.
I'm glad you made it.
I only had like 2 hours to sleep. I don't know how I didn't have a hangover, to be perfectly honest.
I think the best part of the secession panel was watching all the secessionists actually argue with one another about how it should be done and, all of the, nuances. It was very funny.
It's like people in the liberty movement arguing over how to be free.
I know, right? It's amazing. It's just amazing how, we can't even get along when it comes to
at least we're talking about something important.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, it's
about talking about it.
Yeah, it's a very important conversation to have, and I was glad that we were able to do it again this year at Keenvention. I'd like to keep it as a yearly panel. To keep the ideas flowing, because I mean, I guess you guys are hosting one at Liberty Forum.
We're going to be doing a secession panel at Liberty Forum
and a polyamory panel.
Yeah, what kind of mix is that? Combination of two completely different things.
Complete freedom. No, it's not different at all. I think the freedom to love, when people have more knowledge about what their options are, because a lot of people don't know what polyamory is. Well, I feel like we allow them to live freer by giving them the knowledge. I mean, it's just an option. I mean, you don't have to actually be polyamorous to be free, but knowing about it gives you more personal autonomy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if my freedom can't be limited, why can't my love be limited?
Live free, love free.
So Liberty Forum, for those who don't know, and we actually haven't talked a whole lot about it, it's coming up and it'll be happening relatively soon. We're talking about maybe 2 months out at this point.
So close.
It's right around the corner.
In Shire Time, that's like next weekend.
Well, I love this Shire Time thing. I want to talk about that because you were talking about it on the Rebel Love Show.
I'm preparing for so many things.
That you do. So Liberty Forum, go to nhlibertyforum.com. It's a beautiful website. They've done an amazing job with it.
Yeah.
And Liberty Forum is the yearly convention that is thrown every year by the Free State Project. The Free State Project really only does a few things. They sort of promote themselves with the idea of moving liberty-oriented people like the three of us to New Hampshire from all around the world. So that's the primary goal of the Free State Project. And sort of to further those ends, they hold two different events every year in New Hampshire. Hampshire. One of them is the Liberty Forum. The other is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And porkfest.com, that's going to come up in the summertime, so we'll talk more about that as it approaches. But Liberty Forum, Porkfest probably attracts around 1,500 attendees. Liberty Forum, maybe like 500 to 800 over a weekend. And so it's more of like your hotel-style convention atmosphere. And it's a great event. I don't know what year it's in. It's got to be close to 10 years now. Not quite. Maybe like year 9 or something like that. And they're moving it this year to Manchester, which I think is a great choice.
Yes, because it's literally walking distance from the Rebel Love Studios. I don't have to drive to Nashua like last year.
Sure. And last year it was, you know, it's usually the dead of winter when this event happens. And this year it's, you know, no different. It's going to be early March, like the first weekend in March. There's a good chance snow's still going to be on the ground, you know, at that time. And actually last year it was kind of treacherous conditions to drive around in New Hampshire. And there were these parties that were going on in Manchester during Liberty Forum, which are usually very, very well attended. And they certainly were well attended this year, but it was like harrowing to drive from Nashua to Manchester, like incredibly dangerous. And so it'll be nice to everybody just be downtown Manchester, where those parties will be very nearby and not hard to get to at all. And plus it'll be easier for people who maybe they've never come to the Liberty Forum, because to attend the Liberty Forum previously would require that you get transportation to Manchester, usually by airline, and then from Manchester go to Nashua. So you have to rent a car. So there's extra costs involved in that, or take a taxi or something. So it'll actually probably be more affordable for the average person to attend Liberty Forum this year than previously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, but the thing is, like, I understand what I had back down in Nashua, but having it in Manchester, there is a huge Liberty community there.
Huge advantage.
I mean, for me, and it's, you know, again, it's walking distance for me. I live, in fact, I don't have to drive. I can just go up there. But
it's the biggest hotel in the state, from what I understand. The Radisson is where it's going to be taking place this year. The ticket prices are affordable. You can buy them. You can buy kind of different variants. So there's like the one where you get all the meals and you can, you know, sit down at these banquet dinners. And then there's the other one where you just kind of fend for yourself and go out to places.
You can pitch a talk and get to go as a speaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm doing the issues with the non-aggression principle as a speaker at Liberty Forum.
Okay.
And I get free admission for it.
I'll be honest. Like, for me, I moved here before I ever went to a Liberty Forum or a Porkfest. You should go to Liberty Forum. Mm. If you want to go to all the talks, you should get a ticket. It's great. However, just go there to hang out with a bunch of Liberty-minded people for a weekend, and you'll have a blast.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even get a ticket last year, and I loved it.
I'm like you, Rob. I didn't attend any of these events before I moved to New Hampshire, and I don't regret that, but I have to say that had I attended one of these events, it would have been a really amazing experience. Like, so many people who care about freedom all in the same place. But yet it's not a stuffy kind of convention-y. I mean, even though it is a hotel convention and there's going to be some people there who are wearing a suit, it's not a stuffy suits kind of an occasion.
No.
It's a good time. I mean, I remember one year, and it hasn't happened since then, but it could again. I remember one year in the lobby of the Nashua Hotel, there was like a drum session in there one year, and like the smell of marijuana was wafting through the entire hotel.
Yeah, it's not much more formal than Porkfest, honestly.
Just barely.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can get your tickets there now. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event, as has kind of been the tradition the entire time.
That was my first
time. That's where you met us.
Yeah, that's where I met you guys.
And Rebel Love Show is going to be recording two times at Liberty Forum, so come watch us there, too.
Where are you going to be recording? Are you using my equipment?
Yeah, I asked you. You said yes. Right. I asked you in person. You said yes. I said you can.
Whatever you need.
I wouldn't have said that now had you not told me.
I was going to suggest that you do it if you hadn't done that.
Can you be on top of this stuff, Ian? Seriously.
Basically, I'll just let anybody who wants to use the equipment. So the only thing that's important is to like make sure that the organizers of the event know what time you're going to be recording.
Yeah, I haven't taken time yet.
Okay, so yeah, we
should figure
that out.
Ian needs a life secretary. He's too busy.
I did talk to you beforehand.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
So our toll-free number here tonight, by the way, you can join the conversation. There's a lot to talk about. I teased the Bitcoin Jesus story all night last night, and we didn't get to it. So I definitely want to cover that. Plus, Lauren, you've got Tamir Rice. He is the 12-year-old who was shot to death by the police in, what was it, Cleveland?
In Cleveland, Ohio. And where I'm from Ohio originally.
Right. And there was video that had initially been released. It was very short. It showed the shooting from quite a distance, the security camera video. The full video has been released, and you're pretty shocked by this, Lauren. So we'll continue here in moments. Your calls are welcome as well. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Plus, Rob was pulled over recently, and he got video. The video's up right now over at freekeen.com. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. And of course, you can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE or shoot us a call on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content. What you see on the front page of the site was put there by listeners like you and then voted on by listeners like you as well. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Something else you can do through our website is get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they're doing something unique that other coffee producers just aren't interested in, apparently, and that is to use the profits, or some of the profits, from the coffee sales to help people in really tough parts of the world to make a better life for themselves. What you do to help out with this is go to coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. You get signed up for their auto ship program there. Again, your first pound's free. You just pay the shipping cost. After that, they'll be sending to you however much coffee you want as often as you want it sent to you.
And it is great.
You like it.
Testimonial. Good. I just got it, and it is absolutely amazing. Best coffee I've ever had.
I can back up her claim because she didn't stop talking about it in the car.
Oh, my God, the whole way.
So get started at coffee.freetalklive.com. If for some reason you're not satisfied, no big deal. You can cancel your subscription anytime. But for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that is signed up for this, that allows us to send out one new microloan every single month over at coffee.freetalklive.com. So let's jump into Roger Ver. Are either of you aware of Roger Ver?
No. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know.
You do
him.
Know who he
I
is.
Know of
okay.
him. Yes. Okay, but you are not aware of Roger Ver.
No, actually.
Okay. So Roger, you probably, unfortunately, at least in the foreseeable future, will not get a chance to meet Roger in person. He has actually attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past, but unfortunately, he will be prohibited from doing so.
Why?
At least until further notice. The story is coming from the Telegraph in the UK. Early Bitcoin adopter, libertarian, and millionaire investor Roger Ver has been denied a U.S. visa to attend a conference, despite having been born in the United States. Ver made his fortune by buying Bitcoin in 2011 at a price of around $1, but renounced his U.S. citizenship last year. Now, our claim to fame, by the way, is that Roger Ver was a listener to Free Talk Live, and he heard us talking about Bitcoin back in 2011. This was before we had anything. It was just like, oh, Bitcoin, this thing's in the news. You know, we were brand new to it at that time. It was just a thing to talk about on the show, interesting, digital currency, whatever. He heard us talking about Bitcoin and, like, caught the vision of how evolutionary Bitcoin really is.
Oh, my God, you made this guy rich.
He made himself rich by going and buying a bunch of them at $1 a piece.
Guys,
and
listen
on.
To Free Talk Live every
now,
night.
He's at least amping Free Talk Live after that. He should be.
He was actually an advertiser of the show at the time. He runs a memory manufacturer in Japan called Memory Dealers, and he was advertising for Memory Dealers, which is like a kind of a business-to-business company. They don't do retail sales, or at least they didn't at that time. And so he was sort of advertising for wholesale memory purchasing, which, you know, how many people listening to Free Talk Live are in a position where they need to purchase wholesale memory?
Yeah.
So it's pretty clear Roger was like a big fan of what we were doing and was behind the show. So, yeah, I would say he's probably one of the most important amplifiers we've
ever had. I
wonder
if he's listening right now. That would be super cool.
He may very well be. And if he wants to call in, he certainly can via Skype.
He should do a commercial for you guys. Listen to Free Talk Live and you too could be a billionaire.
You could be. Well, Ver made quite a bit of money, as you might imagine, buying Bitcoin at a price of $1. Today, Bitcoins are around $300 US. And I remember one year when Roger came to Porkfest. I think he's been to more than one. But one of those years, he came and was handing out people, giving Bitcoin to anyone who would take the time to install a Bitcoin wallet on their phone. He
I
would
heard
give
about
you
that.
10 Bitcoin if you would do that.
I heard about that.
Wow.
And, like, back then, you know, it was maybe $2 or $3 a Bitcoin or something like that. So to him, having bought so many of them, it was, like, no big deal for him to hand out 10 Bitcoin to somebody. You know what? I think they were, like, $6. Well, anyway, they weren't much. And so he was, like, handing all these Bitcoin out. Now, of course, anybody who held on to those Bitcoins has done fairly well for themselves. So, in fact, Roger was, I know I'm getting away from the point of the story. He's
such an amazing
character.
No, this is a great story.
There was a news story where he was making headlines just the other day for being in New York City, even though, again, he's prohibited from being inside the United States. So what they had was, like, this device that has wheels on it, and then a long rod up to an iPad. So basically the iPad is maybe at like 5 feet above the ground, and he can remotely control this device from his location. So he's, you know, sitting in some island country or in Japan or wherever it is he is, and he's got a remote control moving himself about the streets of Manhattan and encouraging people to install Bitcoin wallets on their smartphones and giving away Bitcoin to, again, people who would install
from,
Bitcoin
from his iPad
robot. Oh, that's adorable.
Robot.
Yeah. That's absolutely adorable. I really like this guy. So I'm really sad. Right. I want him to come.
Well, you know what? You're actually going to get to meet him because you're going to an Acapulco, and he's going to be there.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm so excited.
But people in the United States, the only way you'll get to meet Roger Ver is by this robot thing.
I remember his name being on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I think I messaged him.
Don't miss meeting Roger Ver. He's a good guy to know.
I'm so excited.
So according to the story here at the Telegraph, he renounced his U.S. citizenship last year. And speaking to CoinDesk, he said that he had sought legal advice prior to the move and had been assured that he would have no trouble getting visas. So the idea was, repeal the citizenship, just renounce that completely,
yeah,
but then apply for the visa, just like anybody from any other country would do to come visit here. And apparently
that's
the
reason why he's been denied a visa.
Good question. We'll get to that. So in a tweet, Ver complained that the U.S. rejected his application within weeks of him paying a $325,000 tax bill to the country. Under U.S. law, even those who renounce citizenship can be liable for tax for up to a decade after that.
So what?
He's been trying to kind of do it legit, right? Like, he wants to sever his ties from the United States as much as he possibly can, and he's been trying to go through the legitimate channels of, okay, well, you know, what forms do you have to file to renounce your citizenship, and then, you know, what are the tax consequences, and okay, what's the check I need to write here, guys, to make this all over and done with? And I guess they told him $325,000, but apparently that wasn't good enough.
So he tried to pay him off with over $250,000.
That's correct.
And they still will not let him come into the geographical area known as the U.S.
He's footing the bill for the government's heydays.
That's right.
And vacations, and he can't come for a conference.
You got it. He also included in his tweet
protest time
a photograph of himself wearing a T-shirt with the slogan, "Borders are imaginary lines," which he reportedly wears whenever crossing international borders.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. I really like this guy. I'm going to have him on my show.
His application has been rejected three times at a cost of $160 each time. I think that means the visa application. A letter from the U.S. government informed him, quote, "You have not demonstrated that you have the ties that will compel you to return to your home country after your travel to the United States." So they're claiming that they believe this guy, who has taken all this time and effort to cut his ties with the United States, is going to want to stay here.
Why would you go through the effort for
that? Right, that he's going to get this visa, and, you know, cut all the ties, get the visa for this conference, and then stick around.
Stupid is as
ridiculous.
Stupid does.
There's more coming up here. We'll tell you more about the case. You're welcome to share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-453. More on Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Roger Ver. He is a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, longtime listener of Free Talk Live. He actually discovered Bitcoin by listening to Free Talk Live. That's one of our big claims to fame. And we love Roger. He's been a huge supporter of Free Talk Live in the past and continues to be a big advocate for the ideas of liberty and freedom all around the world. He's now prohibited from coming to the United States, at least until further notice. I suppose the government bureaucrats could waive that prohibition, but he's been trying to apply for a visa, which is, you know, what you would do if you're not a U.S. citizen and you wanted to come to the United States to spend some time. Even though he was born in the United States, the reason he's not a U.S. citizen is because he's renounced his citizenship, and I believe he went with St. Kitts as his new citizenship. Now, you know, we know, if you're a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, you probably have heard us talk previously about how the term citizen means one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
Which you do not get.
Which you don't get from the government. They, at least in the United States, have ruled in the Supreme Court multiple times that they have no obligation to protect you. They also have no obligation to do anything for you. But they certainly have no obligation to protect you, and so therefore Well, if they have no obligation to protect you, how could you have a duty to be of allegiance to them? So to me, the whole idea of a citizen is BS nonsense in the first place. But, you know, I don't blame Roger for trying to officially sever his ties. He's, you know, no fan of the U.S. federal government, and this was something that was important to him. So he was successfully able to surrender his citizenship or renounce that. But now, as a result, the U.S. goons are prohibiting him from entering the United States. This is after he's paid a $325,000 tax bill to the U.S. federal government. He's tried to apply for a visa three times at $160 apiece, and has been denied every single time. Veer officially lives in Tokyo, this is according to the Telegraph in the UK, where he moved in 2005 after serving a 10-month prison sentence in the United States for, get this, selling firecrackers on eBay.
Such a dangerous person.
He went to prison for that. So you can understand now why he doesn't feel too safe in the United States and why he wouldn't necessarily want to spend too much time here.
Clearly a terrorist. Only a terrorist would sell fireworks to make people happy.
He does have a second home in St. Kitts, a small island in the West Indies, which is where he applied for the visa from. Bloomberg reported in June that Veer had started a service offering a passport from the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, which allows international travel to many countries without the need for visas and a low level of taxation in return for a Bitcoin payment. We actually talked about that on the air here on Free Talk Live. The small government had offered a similar service in 1984, but residents of some countries found it difficult to get the necessary $400,000 in real estate investment out of their own countries. Veer hoped that the unregulated nature of Bitcoin would make that process easier. Speaking to CoinDesk, Veer said, quote, "I would be fine with them denying my visa if it was for a valid reason, but they're either lying, ignorant, or stupid when they claim that I plan to secretly overstay my visa and live as an illegal immigrant in the United States." Veer bought his first Bitcoins back in 2011, as we discussed previously, at a price of around $1. And he's been very active in the Bitcoin startup community since then, investing in a lot of the very familiar Bitcoin universe names that many of us know today. And I believe he is actually with us here. Roger, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Ian.
Excellent.
Hi, Roger.
You're on with Lauren Rumpler, myself, and Rob Mathias from Manchester.
Hi, everyone, in that case. So I wasn't listening live, so you'll have to bring me up to...
Oh, we've just been reading the Telegraph story about you being denied visas here in the United States for the purposes of coming to attend a conference, and the ridiculous rationale, them claiming that you essentially are planning to stay here after you've gone through the ridiculous process of renouncing your citizenship.
Yeah, and one other thing that I don't think I did a good enough job expressing to the media and on my Twitter account there is that the entire thing was just, it was almost like insanity. They were basically claiming that I hadn't proved that I have significant ties outside of the U.S., but I had brought in an entire stack of paperwork proving that I started a business in Japan in 2006, and I brought a whole bunch of documentation proving all of this to them. And they literally refused to even look at the paperwork. They wouldn't even let me slide it through the slot in the window for them to look at.
And where was this? You went to an embassy or something?
This was at the U.S. Embassy in Barbados, which is a small island in the Caribbean.
Do you think that they're taking orders from someone higher up, or they just, they're always treating people who are expats like that?
To be honest, I think it's just more of the same. There's no accountability when it comes to government, and they have no incentive to treat people right. And you see it everywhere, whether it's the DMV or the U.S. Embassy. They don't care.
Interesting. Have people been reaching out to you for interviews to, cover this story?
I've been just absolutely overwhelmed with media attention from all over the world, and I've still been catching up with all the emails from
fantastic.
I have to say, I really appreciate you taking the time out, because I know you're busy, and I literally just said to you just during one of the breaks, like, hey, do you have time to talk? And
I sent you a message as well.
So thank you, Roger. Where are you tonight right now? Are you in the Barbados, or are you elsewhere?
No, I'm in St. Kitts, which is the country that I have a citizenship in, and it's a wonderful little Caribbean island, and for anybody who can afford it and is fed up with the U.S., I really do recommend it here. It's a beautiful nation with friendly people and really, really good laws in general compared to the U.S.
So do you mind telling why you decided to renounce citizenship from the United States? What was your motivation there?
I haven't lived in the U.S. for about 9 years now, and the biggest motivating factor is I look at the United States government, and they're dropping bombs on people all over the world, and I don't want anything to do with that. And then they don't even show any remorse. There's a video that I linked to in every chance I got with the different reporters where it's Madeleine Albright on YouTube, and the lady from 60 Minutes, Barbara Walters, asks, you know, we've had reports that more than 500,000 Iraqi children have been starved to death by the U.S. What do you think about that? And she goes, oh, I think it was worth it.
Yeah, it's sick.
And it is sick. And if you think about it, as adults in the U.S., we have no say over the political system at all. We have almost no say whatsoever. So how could anybody in their right mind possibly think that children in Iraq have any say whatsoever over what the government policies are there? But then this lady and a bunch of other people in the U.S. government think that it's okay to starve to death 500,000 kids to punish them for what other people have done. It's just absolutely insanity, and I want absolutely nothing to do with people that think that that sort of thing is okay.
Now, if you, you know, living somewhere else around the world, the government here obviously thinks they still control you. So, like, there are banking regulations where foreign banks will have to essentially snitch on you to the IRS. So it, like, wasn't an option for you to just try to disconnect from the government to, you know, avoid going through official channels? Why seek the, you know, was it because you knew they'd come after you eventually, or they'd come after your bank account?
Yeah, they still may come after me eventually someday. But
how much money are they claiming that you owe them?
Well, I haven't exactly calculated it all exactly. There's a thing that's called an exit tax, where they tax you on your net worth at the time of your renunciation,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be coming due on April 15th of next, or this year, actually, so coming up soon.
Oh, my God. So you've already, you've already paid them $325,000, and now you're going to have to pay the that wasn't the exit tax?
No, unfortunately not. So, and I've been so busy with all the different Bitcoin startups and making investments all over the place that unfortunately my tax form for 2013 was more than 1,000 pages long and cost a fortune just to the CPAs and accountants to help prepare it in the hope that the IRS won't audit me and send me to jail someday for one minor mistake in there. The check that was in my tweet there the other day that I just sent to the IRS like a week before they denied my visa. The check for $325,000 was a partial payment for what for the 2013 tax year.
But
I still owe them some more, unfortunately. And to me, it just seems insane. I just paid them $325,000, which, as anybody knows, is a huge amount of money. And I worked really, really hard to earn that money. And I sent that over to them. And then they won't even let me attend a conference.
Wow.
For like 3 days in Miami. They won't even let me change airplanes in the U.S. when I want to go back to Japan. I have to fly from the Caribbean through Europe to get back to Japan, which is twice as far to go that way.
Unbelievable. Roger, can you stick with us? I know you're busy, but if you've got time, I've got more questions for you.
Sure, we can do another segment.
All right, cool. One more segment with Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. He is calling from his new home in St. Kitts. He can't come back to the United States, at least at this time. We'll continue with his saga in moments. 855-453 is our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or sees money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 800-321-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Though right now we've got special guest Roger Veer on the line. He is with us via Skype. You can join us via Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for just $5 per month. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live and help us get the message of freedom and Bitcoin and other, you know, liberty-oriented things on the air on right now over 150 stations, but we could have 200, 500 stations, you know, somewhere in there. And likely we will with your help. If you become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, it helps us get the show out to more radio stations, expand the satellite footprint of the Free Talk Live and LRN.FM. And you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, which is a lot of fun, and more. You go and get the details, get signed up. You can use any major credit card via PayPal, and you can also use Visa and MasterCard right there on the website. And Roger, you're going to be happy to know that the technical wizards behind the scenes at freetalklive.com are working on a redesign of the whole site, and that's going to include they're going to have to basically recode the entire AMP system. So I said, all right, well, now that Coinbase is offering monthly Bitcoin contributions as an option, we got to work that in. So sometime in early 2015, hopefully, we will see the Free Talk Live AMP program accepting Bitcoin.
Really glad to hear it, and you know, I think most of the listeners of your show know just how important it is. And if you don't support governments and the way they try to control people all around the world, the most powerful tool we have available to us is to use Bitcoin in every transaction, every chance we have.
So Rob was asking during the break here, you know, questions about why go legit. What's your question exactly, Rob?
I mean, if you obviously oppose the state, I mean, in general, from what I can tell, why go through their, you know, rules to steal from you? Why are you even bothering? Why are you even going through with all of it?
They'll lock me in a cage if I don't, is the short answer. And I've been to jail once. I would prefer not to go again, is the second answer.
You've been to prison, federal prison. That's different from jail, right?
Yeah, I spent 9 months in federal prison and 1 month in a halfway house. Around the year 2000, I sold store-bought firecrackers on eBay, along with dozens of other resellers, including like Cabela's Sporting Goods and a bunch of others. And I ran for California State Assembly as a libertarian at the same time. And the federal government really didn't like the things that I was saying during that campaign, and I wound up being the only person in the entire world to be prosecuted for selling those without a permit, even though the company that I bought them from had no permit, the manufacturer had no permit, nobody else had a permit, but they got me, and I'd prefer not to go through that experience again.
So let's talk a little bit more about the money. You just cut a check for $325,000 after going through this ridiculous process of renouncing citizenship. For a long time, you couldn't talk about it publicly, but I'm glad you finally can now. So you went through this insane process, and you know that's sort of done. You cut this check, which is only a partial payment on your 2013 taxes, so presumably there are more checks to be cut before this is all said and done with. The article in the Telegraph, and sometimes the media gets it wrong, so I'm wondering, you know, from you, Roger, the article in the Telegraph says that even after you renounce citizenship, the government here could still find you supposedly liable for taxation for up to another decade. What's that all about?
Yeah, they own you regardless of where you live anywhere in the world, and they'll take your money, and they don't care what you say or what you do. So the way it looks like it'll work out in my case is I'll owe taxes for all of 2013, of course. I renounced in February of 2014, so I will owe taxes up until February of 2014 as a U.S. citizen, mm-hmm. and then after 2014, I'll owe taxes as a non-U.S. citizen taxpayer.
For a decade? Is it for an entire decade?
It doesn't look like I'll be subject to it for an entire decade because I'd already been living outside of the U.S. for 9 years, but they have all sorts of... It's basically indecipherable.
It's basically whenever they feel like saying,
however
okay.
However much money they want to steal from right, you, they're going to do it.
Right. Okay, Roger, we'll let you go now. You know, whenever that point is, whatever arbitrary, you know, whenever you filled up the coffers enough. Lauren's got a question.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you have any advice that you would give to people that want to go the same route as you with renouncing their citizenship? Like maybe things that you've learned from the experience that you would do differently if you could do it over again to kind of avoid some of these problems?
Everybody's case is a little bit different. The biggest thing to realize is that if you renounce your U.S. citizenship, you're not going to be able to live in the United States ever again, which is a really, really big step that a lot of people are not really willing to take in life. Although maybe the Free State Project will have more and more success and eventually be able to, you know, secede from the federal government.
We're doing our best to do that.
And if you guys do manage to actually secede, I will gladly move to New Hampshire.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Rob and I are actively working on that.
Well, the secession panel is going to be coming out tomorrow at keenvention.info and also the Free Keen YouTube channel. So we're keeping the conversation alive here about secession, that's for sure. We've yet to see. I hope that at some point we'll see one of these Liberty reps, because there's several this year, as you may know, Roger, at least 15, some say 20, actual Free State Project participants were elected to the State House. And I hope that at some point one of them has the cojones to put forth an actual bill to talk about secession. We'll see.
I'm hoping that does.
So let's see. So, Roger, you're going down to Anarchapulco, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll gladly be in Anarchapulco. I had to apply for a visa to go to Mexico with my current citizenship. But
how was that process compared to the United States?
I don't believe in visas and passports in general, but if there are going to be such things, the Mexican embassy did it really well. I applied at the Mexican embassy in Tokyo. The guy there was real nice. I told him about my criminal past. He said, no problem at all. Here's your visa.
I love that.
And the other really interesting difference, though, too, is when I spent a bunch of days at the U.S. embassy here just recently. They have all sorts of cameras, and there's big, you know, guards with sticks to hit people with if they need to. And there's the doors, if anything, were even more secure than the federal prison that I was in.
Wow.
Whereas when you go to any of these other embassies, it's just like going to a normal office. And I think the main reason for that is these other countries aren't dropping bombs on people all over the world and have so many people angry at them for those sorts of things. Whereas the U.S. government, I mean, it's like a real fortress when you go to their embassies.
Wow. Yeah, so you're right on
very telling.
Have you decided what you want to, what your topic will be for Anarchapulco? I'm thinking about doing business ethics.
I'll have to talk with Jeff and see what he wants me to do or what I want to do. I'm sure it'll be something Bitcoin related, to be honest.
That is coming up, by the way, February 24th through March 1st. You can go to anarchapulco.com. Lauren, you're going to be speaking there.
Yes.
Ernie Hancock from LRN.fm, he's going to be there. And, of course, Roger Veer, among others, Angel Clark, Jeff Berwick, et cetera. You can go to anarchapulco.com to check out the event. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be going down there as well. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going. I don't have a passport.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, I've got a world passport, which I have yet to actually try, and I just don't want to justify spending, you know, the time and effort to go all the way down to the U.S. border and then, you know, not make it through.
Yeah.
So when I try out my world passport, I'll probably try it at the Vermont, New Hampshire border instead, since it's a little more convenient. But so, Roger, what other things you got going on besides dealing with the state and making appearances? What other things are you busying yourself with these days?
One thing that I'm really excited for in regards to Bitcoin and non-liberty activist types or non-volunteers types is a website called Purse.io. Are you guys already familiar with this one?
I am not. What is Purse.io?
It's really, really, I think it's one of the key things to get people that are just normal housewives or normal, you know, Democrats, Republicans excited about Bitcoin. Purse.io is a website that allows anybody to be able to get a between, you know, 10, 15, 20, even 25% discount on anything you want from Amazon.com when you pay in Bitcoin. And the way that this is possible is Amazon has another service called Mechanical Turk, which basically allows people all over the world in, you know, other countries to work online doing, you know, easy tasks, and maybe they can earn $2 or $3 or $4 or $5 an hour. But Amazon only offers to pay out via U.S. dollar checks in the mail or Amazon store credit. But if you're someone in Indonesia and you've earned, you know, $100 worth of Amazon store credit, but there's no domestic Amazon, it's not worth it to have anything shipped from you there. So they're willing to buy whatever it is that you want from Amazon. Amazon will ship it directly to you. You wind up with a 20 or 25% discount, and then they get the Bitcoin. So you're happy, they're happy, Amazon's happy, everybody's happy all the way around. And I've been ordering all sorts of stuff via this website. That's Purse, P-R-S-E.
Yeah, I'm going to take a link to this, Roger. I'll share it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. I have also used Purse.io to purchase some things from Amazon, and it works. It's, you know, depending, what you do is you select the discount that you want. So if you select a lower discount, it's more likely that that's going to go faster because somebody's, you know, that's essentially the discount you're selecting is basically the premium on top of Bitcoin's price that the people are paying to essentially, you know, buy Bitcoin from you through this whole process. Essentially, you're getting product from Amazon, they're getting Bitcoin. And it's not just people with Mechanical Turk. The average person can also go to Purse.io, and they can purchase Bitcoin with a credit card, which is relatively hard to do in most places, but Purse.io has made it work. Roger, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you guys so much for everything you do there in New Hampshire as well.
I'm sure we will talk again in the future. Keep up the great work out there, and Mark will be seeing you at Anarchapulco. Thanks, Roger. Good night.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. We've got plenty more time for you at 855 450 free. You take control of the airwaves. More coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.